Short kickoff taken at the 29 by an up-back. That is Mike South, a backup tight end. And he rumbles ahead to only about the 34-yard line. So a return of five. However, the officials are going to say his knee touchdown at the 31. Now we have a flag down.
Very late.
Might be an illegal touching here. We'll have to see.
Came after two of the referees' conference about what happened.
The official comes over and is going to mark a delay of game against Northern.
Must have been a delay in the exchange of the ball to the referee, and maybe they immediately decide to not put up with any of that tonight.
That might be the case. Regardless, or it could be that that time it was Sal's calling for a fair catch, and then he ran with the ball. That also technically would be a delay. You can't do that, and that is penalized in high school football. Regardless, it's a five-yard mark off. Northern had a golden opportunity in the first quarter. They had the first two possessions from scrimmage in this game. The quarterback is Zyka Mann. He backs up in this pistol setup. Throws in the flat. The pass is caught. Jalon Nixon rumbles ahead past the 35, and he's to the 38, brought down by Bryce Wilson and Joe Piscatelli, who's playing both ways for the Panthers tonight. First down for Northern.
They're going to need Mann to make some quick throws like that throughout the evening. The offensive line for Northern Durham, not very big. This orange defensive line certainly outmatches them size-wise. So it's going to be really interesting to watch that matchup. But if he can get rid of balls quick enough like that, Mann's going to be in good shape.
Northern moving left to right. They're in their white tops with gold pants and navy blue helmets. And the handoff, no, it's a pullback by Mann. Looked to carry himself, but he's pounded up the middle. He was bunched up by number 85, Shaquan Moore. And also finishing off was number 91, Byron Stevenson.
Jake Frederick coming in at the end as well. Big old defensive lineman, 6'1", 305. Kind of twisted Mann awkwardly as he was on his way down. But luckily for Mann, he does come away seemingly unscathed.
No game. Northern going without a huddle here under first-year head coach R.J. Wilson. Young man who is only 28 years old, played club football at UNC, and then got to know former Northern head coach Gary Merrill during his time at Colbert Middle School. Mann with the puck fake. Now he'll throw to the near side, and he's caught once again. And it is once again Jalon Nixon going over the 50-yard line into Panther territory, and he's knocked down at the 48. The stop made by J.D. Brooks and Drew Lamaster. But it's a first down for Northern, a team that only had 76 yards total offense last week and lost against Southeast Guilford, coming up with some solid gains here.
Good hands by that Nixon kid, the senior, making the grab, turning upfield quickly, barreling over two defenders for a few extra yards, doing a nice job to get the sticks moving for this Knights team.
Now four wideouts out of the pistol setup, and the handoff will go to Bouger. Can't find any room to the left. Tucks up the middle, past the 45, and he's tripped up at the 44. Lamaster once again holds on for DOY for the stop after a gain of four.
Good vision by Bouger there as he went to his left. Had nowhere to go, but a very quick change in direction. Sent him back up the middle of the field. Low center of gravity, allowing him to churn those legs for a few extra yards. And what looked like a bad first play turns into a nice first down pickup.
Ravon Bass goes to the far side with Jonathan Branch. Jacob Johnson comes to the near side as another wide receiver. Northern splits out three along with the tight end Jalon Nixon to the left. And here's Mann out of the shotgun on second and five. Looks to the far sideline, and the pass is caught. It is Bass, but he's hitting the backfield, and he stopped for a loss. And Drew Lamaster got over there once again for Orange to make the stop for a loss of two.
That time Mann had to get rid of the ball a little bit too quickly, and it cost Northern Durham, unfortunately. It's going to make it a much tougher third down situation.
So it'll be third down and seven coming up. The clock running, under 7.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Orange with the touchdown just moments ago, a one-yard bolt that came in for Michael Bolden. And now it's third down and seven. And now we have whistles and a timeout called by Northern. Well, let's catch everyone up on what they missed from earlier on. Northern wound up with the initial possession of the game. Didn't score, but then Orange muffed the ensuing punt, so Northern wound up with another opportunity to score deep inside Panther territory, but Northern got pushed back for a couple of losses, and that also pushed them out of field goal range. So Northern had the first two drives from scrimmage in this contest, but they resulted in two punts. After Orange had a tango, Northern came back with another drive. That resulted in another punt, and that led to the Panthers scoring their first touchdown of the game. And that's where we stand right now as Northern stands with a third and seven. WCHL Championship Sports High School Games of the Week, presented by Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance in Chapel Hill, and in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance. Third down and seven coming up. Jonathan Branch comes to the near side along with Mike Sous. As Northern looks for a third down conversion, it's third down and seven. The ball is at the orange 45-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Here's the kind man, play action fake. He'll roll to the near side. Pressure. Here's the throw down the field, and it is caught to the 20-yard line, and down at the 18, Ravon Bass made the play.
Oh, that was awesome. Northern just throwing it up there. Man delivering a great pass. Somehow Bass coming down with it. Looked like that orange secondary just was all around where the ball fell, and they just kind of watched it fall into the arms of Bass and watched him make a big play.
That was a throw in desperation by Zakai Mann, and Pope, Colin Pope that is, the young man who made the tackle, came down holding his stomach, and he has to exit the game. But a big third down conversion as Northern turns that into a gain of 26, and it's a first down all the way to the Panther 19-yard line. As Northern looks for not only its first score of this game, but of the season after being shut out last week against the Falcons of Southeast Guilford.
6:58 here to go in the first quarter, and already we're seeing the two different offenses that these two teams put on display, Jeff. You've got the awesome ground-running attack of Orange, but Northern Durham showing that they can get it done through the air, really challenging this Orange secondary. They're going to have to stand up to this challenge and find a way to stop it, because right now it's keeping the Northern Durham offense on the field, and even though Orange has that defensive matchup difference in their favor in terms of size, the fatigue scale is going to start to tip in favor of Northern Durham if they stay on the field this long.
Zakai Mann has already surpassed his passing yardage output from last week. He's got 82 yards in this contest. Again, three wide receivers. Branch goes to the far side with Ravon Bass. And as they hand off, Bouger tries to the left. He tries to get to the 15-yard line, but the Panther roll won't let him get any further as Ronald White, the linebacker for the Panthers, comes on to make the hit along with number three, Archwell Stewart, who scored the final touchdown of the game last week in Orange's 40-6 victory over Person.
Bouger's a little guy. We don't have heights and weights for Northern Durham. Unfortunately, they didn't put him on the roster, but certainly the Orange tacklers are much bigger than Bouger. Just take our word for it. He's a little guy, but he's not afraid to bounce in there, take some spin moves, and try and knuckle off of a couple of hits.
Gain of two, and now Mann will pull back, taking himself on the keeper around left end, breaks out a tackle to the 15, close to the 10. He's close to a first down. That's where three Panthers gang up on him there. The pack led by J.D. Brooks, the backup linebacker, and we'll see where the spot is. It is right at the 10. That'll make it third and one.
They had Mann at the line of scrimmage with an arm around his ankle, but he just very calmly, didn't panic under the pressure, just lifted his leg right out of the hold and was able to get a couple more yards on the play by just being patient.
Northern's going to bring some extra beef into the game. They bring it back up tight end Mike Sous. As they'll line up in a power eye formation, it will be Kendrick Bailey lining up as a fullback. Power eye setup. It is Sous in there, and dotting the eye is this man. It is Bouger looking for a hole. He gets a little bit of a crease, but a good stop by Orange. Entrell Stewart comes over to make the hit. They'll come down to the spot as to whether or not he got the first down. But the yard marker has already signaled fourth down and served the officials. No gain. Fourth down. Looks like Northern's going to gamble.
Tough decision to get it to Bouger there because he's such a small guy. You would think maybe that would go to the fullback to let him just barrel through and fall forward. We'll see if they change game plan here.
Again, a power eye set up. Northern going forward, and then the left tackle moves early. And that will cost Northern 5 yards. Well, that's going to take it back to the 15. That would make this a 32-yard field goal if Northern wants to kick it. T.J. Milby is the kicker for this team. Let's see if first-year head coach R.J. Wilson just wants to get some points on the board. Looks like that's what they're going to do, but they've already started the play clock. The Northern assistant coaches to our left urging the coaching and the players to hurry up and get lined up for this field goal. So a 38-yard field goal attempt, make a 33-yard field goal attempt. This will be from T.J. Milby. The holder will be Jacob Johnson. And now Northern late on getting clears out. The punt is blocked. The flag is down. And now the Orange picks up the ball. It's going to take it back the other way. This is 33. Brandon Vanhoek. He's going to take it to 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Let's see where this stands. There's another flag down during the return. Northern was late in getting players on the field. Let's see exactly what happened here. We might have a dead ball foul against Northern.
Total disorganization out on the field on that play. Northern was bringing a player late onto the field right as the kick was happening. There was an extra player standing next to the kicker.
Yeah.
And that's where the first flag came out. And then another flag comes out of the 45-yard line on the way back down the field during the return.
This Randy Benhook with the return. Let's see exactly what we have here. That was a bizarre sight. Northern only had 10 players out for the field goal attempt, so they essentially were in a power play there, as Walter might put it, being the devil's fan that he is. Still no signal from the head official. Doesn't look like this touchdown will stand. We have probably a clip during the return, but that's not what the initial flag was about. We have substitution called against Northern. That will be declined. Then we have a personal foul against Orange. So the blocked field goal will stand. And the change of possession will stand, but the touchdown will not.
Depends on what personal foul, I suppose, they're calling, right?
I would
if it was during the play, then it should come back. Yeah,
yeah, but they're going to go ahead and say it was during the play. The officials will.
That's what Pat Moser and the coaching staff of Orange was talking to the referees about to try and figure out.
The Northern coaching staff arguing for offsetting penalties. Regardless, the officials are going to rule that this is Orange football. And it will be their ball at the 40-yard line.
We're listening to the Northern assistant coaches.
Yeah, Todd Spell's been a head coach at Riverside and at Southern Durham, and he's telling the head coach, R.J. Wilson, to get an explanation from the officials about why that's not an offsetting penalty. Regardless, it is Orange football at their own 40-yard line, and now out of the double wing gets Garrett Clower with Orange leading 7-0. And here's the pitch out. Patrick Pettiford, he'll run around right in, tucks it to the outside. He's to the 45. He's to the 50 in the Northern territory. 45, 40. Pettiford still on his feet, escapes a tackle, and brings it down to the 25.
He is electrifying, Jeff. He's elusive. He's slippery. The defense tries to grab onto him. He somehow just morphs over tackles and stays on his feet no matter what's being thrown at him. Such a fun runner to watch. That was a beautiful run down the right side of the field there.
35-yard run. Ike Martin was the only thing stopping Patrick Pettiford from scoring. Pettiford with a touchdown last week. He ran for nearly 1,200 yards last year as Orange had its deepest playoff push in recent school history, making it all the way to the 3A Eastern Regional Championship game, where they lost to eventual state champion Havelock. Now we have whistles and an official timeout with 3:19 remaining. And we're going to go ahead and call a timeout ourselves. 7-0, Orange with the lead on Chapelboro.com and WCHL.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
First down for Orange at the Northern 25. Panthers leading 7-0. Here's the misdirection handoff. Jones finds a hole left side. He's to the 15, and Tay Jones takes it down to the 12. A scamper of 13 yards by Tay Jones. And that time, it was Marcus Starr who had to save the touchdown for Northern. So it's first and goal from the Northern 8.
another big hit that time on that run. Micah Sessoms getting in the way, unfortunately, for Northern Durham. He's taken a couple of big hits in this game. On the extra point attempt for Orange, he ran into one of his own players, which knocked him out a little bit earlier in the game. He came back in and took another big hit there.
Clower. Again from the double wing as Orange has it first and goal. And the handoff will go once again to Jones. He's still left side, and he dances past the night and rumbles into the end zone for a touchdown. Tay Jones, in just his second start as a varsity player, scores the touchdown. And Orange now leads 13-0. So Tay Jones scores. And just like that, the Panthers, after their second touchdown of the season from Tate, wind up making it a two-score game. And now the extra point attempt by Brad Barbie. It will be Bryce Wilson who will be the holder. There's the snap as it comes from number 79, Chanel Corbett. And the kick is up, and it is good. And Orange is rolling. The Panthers putting up back-to-back touchdowns. And they now lead Northern by a score of 14-0 here as we are live here tonight on WCHL. Jim, I want to store hold here with you and remind you that coming up next week, we have plenty more to bring you here as we'll make our way over to Cedar Ridge next week as we'll have the Red Wolves in action right here on chapelboro.com, and we encourage you to listen in for that. But Orange has 2015 here. Pat Moser playing its second of three straight 4A opponents. They opened up last week here in Hillsboro with a 40-6 win over Person. Northern, another 4A team, also from the Pac-6 Conference. And then next week, another 4A team from the Pac-6. That'll be the team that we covered last week, Riverside, who defeated Chapel Hill. That'll be at Lenny Wren Stadium and Northern Durham. Again, it'll be Barbie with the kickoff. And he'll boot it from right to left, and the ball is free, and it will go out of bounds. Smart play by number 11, Jeffrey Campbell, who opted to let that one just float to the sideline and over the boundary. So Northern now will have the option of making Orange re-kick it, or they can simply take it from the 35, and that's exactly what first-year head coach R.J. Wilson has opted to do. R.J. Wilson, a man who graduated from Fayetteville Westover High School before moving on to UNC, 28 years old in his first year as the head coach of a Story program, a school that once won 65 consecutive regular season games from 1991 all the way to 1997. A remarkable dynasty that Northern had for many, many years, but it's come to an end like all great things. Zakai Mann immediately makes pressure after taking the shotgun snap. He'll float it to the far end of the field intended for Demarius McNeil, and it is incomplete. Number one, Joe Piscatelli, came over on coverage along with 26, Colin Pope, who is back in the game after pulling up lame earlier on. So it'll be second down to 10 with 2:19 remaining. Orange again looking for its first win over Northern since 1968. These two teams have played one another often, but not as much in recent years since Orange went down to 3A. They were once a 4A team and were for some 17 years. Out of the shotgun, Mann will tuck it to his left, look for the run, now just spikes it down. No one really in the range. He just threw it down in frustration, it appeared, because number 45, Nick Schultz, came over from behind on pursuit. No intentional grounding, so it'll be third down and 10. The closest man to the ball was number 80 on the play, Demarius McNeil. Mann showed his frustration there. Mann had a quarterback battle with a man who narrowly lost out for the job, Griffin Baker. So it'll be third down and 10. Jamon Nixon is in the game, and here's Mann taking off with it himself around the left, over to the 4-8, looking for the first down, but he stopped just shy as number 45, Nick Schultz, comes over to make the stop. So it'll be fourth down. Fourth down coming up, and Northern thinking about going for this here, but they're going to opt to go ahead and put in the punting team. So the third Northern punt of the night, and the kicking game has not served them well after the blocked field goal moments ago. Going back deep for Orange will be J.D. Brooks. The punter for Northern will be Dylan Leovich. On what's fourth down and two, Orange stays onside. Otherwise, they would have given Northern a first down. The ball will bounce. Brooks allows it to bounce inside the 20 and will die at the 19-yard line as it was marked down by Marquise Morrow. And so Orange will take over, already leading this game 14 to nothing. Orange coming off their best record since 1991 when they went 11-3. They finished second in what is now the old Carolina 6 Conference. Orange now in the brand new Big 8 Conference, where they are joined by crosstown rival Cedar Ridge, along with Southern Durham and Cardinal Gibbons. The defending Carolina 6 champion that just edged out Orange for that number one spot last year. And so Orange lines up in the typical double wing as Garrett Clower will take the snap from center. He has two wing backs, Pettiford and Jones. Bolden is in the game. Misdirection handoff. Clower will throw. Looks down the field. Launches it up. It's picked off. Easy interception by Isaiah Townsend. Comes over to swipe that one away. It was thrown right to him as Clower probably should have swallowed the ball there. The pass intended for Bolden. But instead, Northern gets a blood transfusion potentially as they will take over at the Orange 27-yard line. First down and 10. So Northern with a big opportunity, trying to take things back over on its own side and take advantage of some opportunities. Northern now with their third possession that has gone inside the Orange 30 tonight. The first two came away with nothing. First-year starting quarterback for Northern, Zakai Mann, lines up out of the shotgun. This time will be a split-back attack on first down. Bouger has Mann pull the ball away from him, and Mann will take it to the left, and he's stuck down by 10, Bryce Wilson. The game will take it to the 25. It's only good for one. Bryce Wilson is a name that you'll be hearing from in the future, probably not on the gridiron, more than likely on the diamond. He was a freshman All-American as a pitcher, named by MaxPreps.com after posting an 11-0 record for Orange this past spring in baseball. He had a 1.12 ERA, and needless to say, that got the attention of lots of major colleges. Pass over the middle by Mann, and it's caught. And it'll be a first down for Northern as Jacob Johnson comes away and makes the catch to the 15-yard line. The gain is good for 10. And with 27 seconds remaining, Northern will have the ball. They have one timeout, do the Knights. They have it now at the Orange 15. Mann will look to throw. Looks dead over the middle and is incomplete. Number 8, Jacob Johnson comes over. And number 26, Colin Pope, put him down right on his backside. Jacob Johnson was wide open. And Colin Pope came over to make sure that there was going to be no one getting the ball. He and J.D. Brooks manned the backfield as well as they could. So the clock stopped, 21 seconds remaining. Johnson got knocked out of the game there. He goes to the sidelines. Demarius McNeil comes over with Jalon Nixon. Trip back set up here on second down. Here's a fade to the far end of the field. Incomplete. It was intended for Kelvin Bell. Joe Piscatelli comes over on coverage for Orange, and it'll be third down. Fine job by Piscatelli to pick up the man coming out of the backfield. That's the first time we've seen Kevin Bell in this game tonight. So it'll be third down coming up. Northern with 16.1 seconds to work with. Again, without a huddle. They'll go with McNeil along with Jalon Nixon to the far side. And to the near side, Jonathan Branch, the man who caught three balls to lead Northern in receiving last week and their loss to Southeast Guilford. Third down. Mann rolls out to the near side. Now he'll look for McNeil near side, and it's caught. He's to the 15-yard line on the screen. He's to the 10, down to the 9, and now Northern has the decision to make. They have to call a timeout with 3 seconds remaining. And the decision, as the clock winds up stopping late, is whether or not they will kick a field goal or go for it on what will be 4th down and 4.
They got a couple yards on that play, Jeff, and lined it up onto the right hash mark, so I wonder if, you know, that's where the kicker wants to have it from or if he would have preferred it to be right in the middle. Either way, they weren't able to get the first down to move the chains or get closer to the end zone or get out of bounds on that play, so they had to burn the timeout.
The official ordering 3 seconds on the clock right now. There's 0.8 remaining.
Still not enough time to run another play here. They're going to have to go for the field goal or go for the end zone if you want to try it.
And
based on the performance of that field goal unit a little earlier.
Yeah. And I don't think that R.J. Wilson is going to make that mistake again. He's going to go ahead and go for this. So Northern has to get 9 yards. That's the bottom line. It's fourth down and six, but they are 9 yards from the end zone.
This is the neat thing, though, Jeff. I mean, Northern's offense has looked pretty good, and their defense has forced some opportunities for them as well, but they're going to have to learn. And they're a young team. They're in a rebuilding phase, and these are the things that they're going to get better at with age, and that's punching the ball in when you're this close to the goal. Another opportunity here tonight. We'll see if they can convert this time.
Nixon has been the leading receiver for Northern tonight. He's to the left. To the right, it will be Jonathan Branch. Also in there is Ravon Bass. Zakai and the quarterback with Boucher in the backfield. Now rolling out near side. Looks to the far end of the field, and the pass is intercepted. Picked off by Joe Piscatelli at the 2-yard line to wrap up the first half. So Joe Piscatelli comes up with the pick, and Orange pitches a shutout in the first half. So the Panthers with a big stop there.
Northern Durham fortunate there, Jeff, to have Piscatelli fall because he had a line of blockers in front of him. Only one or two Northern Knights players to beat down the right sideline. If he could have kept his feet, he may have taken that to the house, but he slipped and fell. And in high school, even if you fall not touched, it ends the play, unlike NFL, for those who are familiar with the NFL rules. So they had to call the play dead in the end of the half.
The Northern wound up with three chances, three trips inside of the 30, two trips inside the red zone. They come away with nothing. And Orange, with touchdown runs by Michael Bolden and Tay Jones, have a 14-0 lead against Northern Durham. As we go to the half, live here from Glen Almond Stadium, you're listening to high school football on chapelboro.com and WCHL.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryant has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryant performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryant is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryant will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945.
Martin, you know, Kit, a lot of people are selling a house as a competition.
I mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough, and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
We're back here at Almond Stadium in Hillsboro, and the Orange Panthers halfway to what would be a milestone victory for them. Their first win over Northern Durham since 1968. And right now they have a 14-0 lead here against the Northern team that, frankly, Walter, had their opportunities in the first half. Orange gave them opportunities, but Northern couldn't take advantage of them. We've been told all week by Coach R.J. Wilson of Northern that this is a young team with players still trying to learn their positions, and they very much looked that part in the first half.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jeff. I mean, they had a fourth and one opportunity in the red zone and had been moving the ball well enough to where you thought they could probably convert that, which would have really put them in a good position to be within the 10-yard line and going for their first touchdown of the game. But unfortunately, they take one of those young penalties that you see, and a false start penalty from the left tackle, and it knocks them back 5 yards, making it a fourth and six. And now all of a sudden you're facing a decision, do I go for it on fourth and long, or do I go ahead and try and kick this field goal? They try to kick the field goal, extremely disorganized, player coming on the field at the last second. They get a penalty on that. The field goal ends up getting blocked in the process. Orange recovers halfway up the field, and they were fortunate, the Knights were, that it didn't end up getting taken all the way back to the house because of a subsequent personal foul penalty. So that's the one missed opportunity, and then at the end of the half, you know, they would have had more chances maybe if they hadn't had to rush because of the timing. But unfortunately, they did have to rush because they only had a few seconds left. But again, in the red zone, not able to convert. But this time with a fourth and six, instead of going for the field goal, they try and go with the pass. But great penetration by that Orange defense, which we've seen a lot, which has forced Mann, starting quarterback for Northern Durham, to throw the ball very quickly. He's had to do that all night tonight. And it's been okay when they've been moving down the field. But in that situation, he just had to throw up a prayer, and it ended up going to a defender for the Orange Panthers, and they got the pick and hold on to the 14-0 lead at half.
That's right. It was Joe Piscatelli who picked off the pass. Jake Frederick has been credited as the man who blocked that field goal attempt by Northern. And, of course, it was Van Hook, Brandon Van Hook, who wound up returning it for what appeared to be a touchdown momentarily. It was called back, but Northern wound up giving up the touchdown anyway as Orange got a 9-yard touchdown run from Tay Jones, I should say, who scored the who brought the ball over the goal line. That went along with the touchdown run by Michael Bolden, and Orange leading this game 14-0. Well, we have Mr. Zirkle, Hartford Zirkle, here tonight, keeping stats for us. And Hartford, what did you compile in that first half there?
Well, Jeff, one thing we really saw in this first half was that the Orange Panthers had a lot of success on the ground. In particular, Patrick Pettifer was really all over the field tonight. He has been rushing up and down the field for at least 80 yards in this first half. He's also opened up lanes for Tay Jones, who, when Patrick Pettifer will go into fullback, Tay Jones will run right behind him, and Patrick just paves the way, and Tay gets the yards. So Tay's gone for about 50 yards as well in this, and a touchdown. So that's one thing that we'll really look into in the second half, to see if Northern can stop the dynamic duo of Jones and Pettifer.
It's been those two who have done most of the running for Orange thus far in the game. And, Walter, when you're running a double wing, and this is an offense that isn't that widely run in the higher levels of football, you see it at Georgia Tech, you see it at Navy, see it at Georgia Southern, really that's about it. You have to have a slick handling quarterback, and what a job Garrett Crower does to make sure he mixes up the pass and the run just enough to deceive the Northern defenders, and that's what he's done a stellar job thus far in the game of doing. So touchdown runs by Tay Jones and Michael Bolden have put Orange out ahead at the half, 14-0 over Northern Durham. We'll come back after this timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Chapelboro.com.
It's summer, and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall. And PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim compares national carriers' average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim compares data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Jeff Hamlin, Walter Storholm, and Hartford Zirkle back with you here tonight as we get ready for the second half. Marching Panther Band, after their second performance of the year, filing off the field as Orange leads Northern 14-0, as Orange came up with two lengthy touchdown drives, bridging the first and second quarters, and they wound up taking the lead off that, looking for its first victory over Northern in over 40 years. WCHL Championship Sports High School Games of the Week, presented by Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance in Chapel Hill, and in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance. Well, Walter, I know that it was very frustrating last week for Chapel Hill to come out on the short end like they did, and certainly they're going to do everything they can to change that in the future here. And it's not going to be easy, though, for them as they venture on. And we're going to see them in action coming up very soon. Next week we have Cedar Ridge in action. They'll have an in-conference game coming up. So we got a lot more games coming up here on WCHL that we're really looking forward to bringing everyone. We'll have Orange in action later on in the year. They're going to be playing more conference games. Of course, this is just their second conference game of the season here. But this is stacking up to be a big, big A conference, pardon the pun. I hate to be redundant there, but you take a look at what Cardinal Gibbons has done, winning the Carolina Six Conference as often as they have, now making the move over to the Big Eight. Southern Durham goes from 4A to 3A after having won the conference championship in the Pac-6 Conference at the 4A level just a few years back and competing with Hillside tonight. Then you've got this Orange team, which has looked impressive so far. This is going to be a good, good league.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's such a breath of fresh air to have just competitive teams in the area. It's fun to watch. It's fun to see. I know fans in the area are happy about it. I mean, we were treated to a blast of a game last week in Chapel Hill, watching them take on Riverside, a game that went to overtime, which was just fantastic. I mean, Carrboro, with their success and how that program has just exploded. I mean, just expanding outside of the conferences and just looking at the local area here especially, just really fun to see how the level of play has risen within this area, and it's just very exciting to be a part of.
Absolutely. We want to encourage everyone to tune into our broadcast next week. We'll be back here on chapelboro.com as we will have our first broadcast of the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in just a moment. First time out, we'll get ready for the start of the second half with Orange leading Northern 14-0, and you're listening to High School Football on chapelboro.com.
Have you been looking for acupuncture, massage, nutrition advice, yoga therapy, guided imagery, hypnosis, and expert physicians who understand how you can use these services to benefit your health and your life? Come to Duke Integrative Primary Care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill. Open to all and now accepting insurance.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest...
house is a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Jeez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, Senior Mortgage Banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Jeff Hamlin and Walter Storholt back with you. The halftime clock winding down. We're about to begin the second half, and it will be Northern kicking off to Orange to begin the second half. And the Panthers already ahead by a score of 14-0. As Orange use their double wing offense for touchdown runs of 1 yard by Michael Bolden, and then another by Tay Jones that went out from 8 yards. And with that, the Panthers are up 14-0, searching for its first win over Northern Durham in over 40 years. And Northern, Walter, is still searching for its first points of the season. The good news for Northern is that they showed more movement with the ball offensively this week than they did last week against Southeast Guilford. The bad news is they couldn't punch it in from short distances, and that's what kept them from scratching in that first half.
You're absolutely right. I mean, they had a really tough go of it last week against Guilford. I mean, they were going up against a powerhouse of a team, shut out 40-0, opposite of what Orange was able to do last week, and that's win 40-7. So kind of an interesting thing that happened in the first week between the two teams. The one team succeeding with 40 points, the other having 40 put up against it. But, you know, they're just going to try and get some points on the board here in the second half. And if you look at it this way, Jeff, I mean, they're one touchdown away from being right back into it. So by no means is this game over. They can still challenge this Orange team. Their defense has come up with a couple of opportunities for turnovers, and at times they've been able to control the rushing attack of Orange. But it's going to be tough because that Orange rushing attack will continue to wear down that defense. And they're going to need some big plays. They're going to need some more of those turnovers to get some opportunities. But the biggest thing is when they do get to that red zone, they have to punch it in. They can't go 0-2 here in the second half in the red zone and expect to win this game.
One thing that we have not seen from Orange tonight is their passing attack. Last week, Garrett Clower threw for 4 touchdowns. Pat Moser was so impressed by his effort. He said that was the most promising start he's ever seen from one of his teams. Now, keep in mind, this is a man that won a 1A state championship back in 2000 with the Graham Red Devils. In fact, he took Graham to back-to-back regional championships in 1999 and 2000 and won the whole thing back in 2000. But he was so impressed by this group last week that he thought that the sky really was the limit. Of course, Pat Moser, now in his fifth season here at Orange, coming in second in the conference, and that was the Carolina 6 conference last year.
a man who really has had a remarkable story. He wound up with pancreatitis during the summer of 2000 on a trip to Southport. He was on vacation with his family and wound up in a coma for 17 days. But nonetheless, woke up. This next season started less than 4 weeks after he wound up waking up, but he wound up coaching that year for Graham. He stepped down in 2005, thought his coaching days were done with. He actually worked with the Graham radio team for a few years, and he was about to start doing that once again for the 2010 season, but then Orange High's principal at that time, Roy Winslow, wound up calling and asked him to come over to Orange after Dickie Schock left the Panthers to become the head coach at Rocky Mount. And he came over to Orange, and the Panthers have been better for it ever since.
They certainly have. He's very fortunate, thanks to his lucky stars, to be able to experience nights and games like this. Just a beautiful night for an early high school football game, Jeff. The sun has set over the right side of the stadium. Just a little bit of the glow of the sun turning the sky pink beyond. We can see stars up in the sky already, a couple of lights from the planes flying around. The crowd is just packed here on the near sideline. Northern brought a good contingent as well, and they've been treated to a fun game so far, and hopefully we see more of that in the second half.
That's right. You look beyond the scoreboard, you see an orange sunset. And
yep.
To be honest about it, I used to call games from this press box, and one lady saw that sunset one night and said that's the reason why they call it Orange High.
I thought Orange High was why they called the sun orange. Depends on who you ask.
That's right.
I guess.
That's precisely the point. Well, regardless, it will be Orange football as Northern will kick off right to left, back deep to receive it, three Panthers. Then up the middle will be Patrick Pettiford, to the far side, Kai Muller. And moving over to the left will be Tay Jones, who scored the last Orange touchdown. The Panthers played Northern for years and years in the Pac-6 Conference. They played every year from 1984 to 2001, and Northern won every time. The closest Orange came to winning really came in three straight years, 90, 91, and 92. Northern had just a little bit more in each of those games, though Orange had some spectacular talent. Here's the kick by T.J. Milby, and it will come up the middle, and it will be taken at the 5-yard line to the 10, to the 15. It's Muller, who's chased back by Northern, tries to find some room on the outside, but he'll be taken down and dropped at the 17-yard line. So call it a 15-yard return there by Kai Muller, and Orange will come out behind its own 20, already ahead by a score of 14-0.
I'd expect to see Orange come out here and really try to pound the ball. They want to get up 21-0, make a statement to start out the second half here. Northern Durham just needs to be really careful, try to get some penetration so they can try and stop this rushing attack. But they do need to be careful. Some isolated coverage out on the side may lead to an opportunity for Orange to throw this football.
We told you Joe Piscatelli was playing both ways tonight. He had the interception on defense to end the first half, and he starts out the second half as a wideout. Now the toss. He'll come out to Patrick Pettiford, but he is stuffed shortly after crossing the 15-yard line. Got to about the 16. Kendrick Bailey comes over with a hard hit, and now some jawing back and forth, and we have flags thrown post-play.
Looks like in there was Devin Smith. He may have been the one whistled for the flag there after the play. He was in there jawing with a couple of the Panthers, and that's, again, those young players making mental mistakes. You can't have that happen when you make a big defensive stop and then go yelling at the other team and getting yourself a personal foul possibly here.
Garrett Clower, the quarterback for the Panthers, getting an explanation from the officials. We have two flags down.
And I say young player for Northern Durham, but Smith's actually a senior. He should know better.
Well, the Panthers starting out here with what would have been a one-yard pickup. We'll see if that changes. Northern already playing shorthanded tonight. Jacob Bierman missing this game. He was suspended after being ejected from last week's game against Southeast Guilford. He's one of the captains along the linebacking crew. So Northern was already shorthanded defensively.
What will be interesting is if they say that Orange also committed a personal foul here and see if the penalties cancel out.
That's true. But there's a lot of discussion for offsetting penalties here. As Walter mentioned, we have an excellent crowd here tonight as Silver stands on the near side almost completely full as far as we can see. In fact, the standing room crowd is so big that it would pretty much fill whatever else is empty. We have dueling personal fouls here. So the officials in high school do have to mark it off each way, and then why they do this, I have no idea. They can simply just go ahead and do what they do in the NFL, but in this case, since it was half the distance to the goal line for one side, and then Northern winds up with the full 15 yards, they have to mark it off the other way, so it's going to be one of these rare first down and one situations. This is something you might see once out of every 10,000 snaps, a first and one situation.
That's unique. That is very, very unique. So this benefits Orange ultimately.
Yep.
So still, even though it was offsetting penalties, it hurts Northern Durham for getting involved there after the play.
That's the advantage of poor field position. And Todd Spell, once again, upset. He's the offensive coordinator for Northern, claiming a misapplication of the rules. So
I think they teach this in practice. They say if you're within your own 20-yard line, go ahead and see if you can bait and taunt the other team so we can gain a few yards on a free play here.
Ultimately, doesn't that help the team with the worst field position?
Now, they did take off a play. So
that's true.
They did take them off a down, but it's second and one.
It is second and one situation. Since it was a dead ball foul. So it's second and one after a penalty in a play that resulted in a one-yard pickup. All right, back to action. Here's Clower in the handoff. Bolden will rumble right up the middle, and the throwing ball of a fullback will carry for a first down ahead to about the 30-yard line.
Excellent play fake there by Garrett Clower, the quarterback for Orange. Did a nifty little handoff, but then continued to fake a pass out into the flat. It paused for just a moment, two of the cornerbacks, and kept them from getting in on the pile earlier, which allowed the runner to continue to churn those legs forward to get the first down and more.
Out of the I formation now, so Orange with a change of pace as they'll line up two wideouts to the near side. Piscatelli comes out to the far side. First down, Panthers moving left to right, and they're up by a score of 14-0. And here's Clore from the straight eye, and the handoff will go to Jones, looking for room on the left side. Now escapes a tackle, gets to the 35, and Jones held up there. He was still scrambling and moved ahead for 5 yards. That's where the pursuit cracked down, led by Atavion Oliver. And now a flag comes down late once again. Oliver signaling something against Orange. Now holds out his hands to the coaching staff. Oliver was the cornerback on that play. And again, it appeared that that was another penalty that came well after the whistle. It is a dead ball foul, and it's unsportsmanlike, this time against Northern. Oliver, pleading the loudest, may have been the guilty party. So that will give Orange a first down as the ball will advance all the way to midfield. Orange looking for a 2-0 start in its first two home games, and then comes two very interesting road trips. A game against Riverside next week, and then Pat Moser will go back to the school that he led to a state championship, Graham, the place where he graduated. He says he loves the environment here in Hillsboro. In fact, it reminds him of the way it used to be in Graham. He got called yes sir and no sir so many times his first day here, he realized that he had made the perfect choice to return to coaching. And he nearly got Orange to a state championship last year. All right, first down from midfield as Orange continues its pursuit, but really it's been the flags that have done the talking here in this second half thus far. Orange started to move, and we have flags down. That will nullify this run, and a good run it was by Tay Jones, who lost his helmet, streaking into the Northern secondary for what would have been a gain of 19. But the instant that Jones wound up getting the ball, number 36, Michael Bolton, held his hot head high up in the air, realizing he moved too early.
Folks, we're going to have to drop out for just a second here while we get our second game of the week connected to the air. So stick with us. Our other crew will be connecting momentarily so you can hear that game as well, East Chapel Hill and Carborough. We'll be back with you in just a moment here from Orange High School.
And Orange winds up with a big strike. It winds up going for 20 yards, make it 25 yards. As Garrett Clower threw to Kai Muller for his first reception on the night. and he takes it to the northern 30-yard line. So Orange moving out of the double wing now and going with a more standard I formation. Piscatelli to the right. His Clower out from under center. Handoff will go to Jones, but he can't find very much room dead up the middle. And he grinds ahead to about the 29-yard line, maybe the 28, for a gain of two. On the stop for Northern was number 33, Kendrick Bailey, a senior. As far as we know, Kendrick Bailey, no relation to Corey Bailey, who used to play for UNC and also played for Northern many moons ago. So it'll be second down and nine.
Update from Carborough, East Chapel Hill taking on the Jaguars. 5:55 left in the second quarter there. Cats threatened but drove to the 15-yard line, and a field goal attempt was blocked by Carborough. It's 13-0 Jaguars.
Right here, it's 14-0 Orange. And here's Clower. He'll go with the toss sweep. Patrick Pettifor looking for room, looking to the move to the outside. Goes far sideline, past the 25, and he's forced out of bounds. As Marquise Howard kept up with him step for step as he streaked into the secondary, did the veteran Pat Pettifor, the senior 5'11 wingback. Shy of the first down, though, as the ball will be marked at the 25 for a gain of four.
Pettiford's fast, but also fast is Marquise Howard, and he did a great job of pursuing, keeping him to the outside there. And a beautiful job on defense to keep him contained, not allow him to bounce it to the outside down the sideline, because that's where Pettiford can be extremely dangerous if he gets those shoulders turned.
Back to the double wing. The wing backs will be Pettiford and Jones, and also Bolden in the game as the fullback. One wide out to the near side, that's to the right. And here's Clower. On third down and five, he'll step back and throw. Here's the slant. Pass is caught. Artrell Stewart has got the first down as he takes it to the 13. Saving the touchdown was Micah Sessoms, the cornerback. But Orange with a first down, and they got it through the air, Walter.
I know this is a running offense, but I love watching Clower pass the ball. Real quick drop, fires that slant pass in there. Beautiful, right between the numbers. Catching a first down for the Panthers. Just a beautifully run play there by Orange.
Stewart scored the last touchdown of the game last week, a 3-yard plunge, as Orange defeated Person here at Allman Stadium. Those two teams played for years and years as conference rivals as well. Again, this time out of the single wing. With 7.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, and the handoff goes to Jones. Take off around the left to the 10, flag down. Jones to the 5, and he will barrel into the end zone for what could be a touchdown, but we do have a flag down, and it was thrown by the umpire, and already the Orange offensive linemen are backing up.
Unfortunate to have that wiped out for Orange here with 7:25 remaining in the third quarter. But at least it's only a first down play.
Well, it's a chop block.
Oh.
No ordinary line of scrimmage penalty. That'll be a full 15-yarder. And from where it was marked, it appears it'll go back to the 30-yard line. So a flat-out chop block. And that's one of the things that when you run the double wing or the single wing or some type of variation of the option, you're going to see officials take a very close look at. Because you do see chops in that area, chop blocking, and the legal clipping zone is something that is very closely scrutinized. So the ball goes back actually to the 28, so it'll be first and 25 for Orange. Again, out of the single wing this time, Jones will be the wingback. They fake the handoff to him, and here's the pass going near sideline. Pettifor, 25, brings it inside the numbers, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Flag is down. It appeared, though, that Clower may have been tackled after he threw the ball. Let's see if this will stand. It stands to be.
I believe this may be roughing the passer.
Yep. That's right.
That is what it is.
So Garrett Clower throws to Patrick Pettifor for a 28-yard touchdown, pass and run. And Orange leads 20-0. It's the fifth touchdown pass of the year by junior quarterback Garrett Clower.
Beautiful run after the catch by Pettiford on that play. Great vision. I mean, I thought he was going to cut it up to the middle there, Jeff, and he may have made it to the end zone that direction as well, but he just took one step toward the middle, and it froze all the defenders that were in front of him just enough for him to bounce to the outside and take it to the house.
Now Brad Barbie for the extra point attempt, and we have whistles to kill the play. Shamel Corbett will be the long snapper, and the holder is Bryce Wilson, who we told you about earlier. His exploits on the pitching mound. Chances are you'll be hearing from him in one way or another in the future on the baseball field. Snap, spot, it's down, it's up, and it is good. So with 7:16 remaining in the third quarter, Orange is well on its way to something they've been waiting for a long, long time here in Hillsboro. And that's a victory over Northern. They lead 21-0 against the Knights, and you're listening to high school football right here on chapelboro.com. Stick with us as we have plenty more to bring you here tonight between the Panthers and Northern.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network, and we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall. NPC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim compares national carriers' average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim compares data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Back here at Allman Stadium in Hillsboro with Orange leading 21-0 now against Northern. WCHL Championship Sports High School Games of the Week presented by Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance in Chapel Hill and in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance. 28-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Clower to Patrick Pettiford gives Orange a 21-0 lead after the extra point by Brad Barbie. And after the roughing the passer penalty against Northern, the kickoff will be administered. Well, it was going to be at the 45. Now they've changed course here. Let's see. There was a sideline penalty called against Orange that's actually going to take the ball back to where it was originally supposed to be kicked from, and that's the 40-yard line.
There was also a roughing the kicker penalty on the extra point. It was called late against Northern.
Huh.
I saw them run into the kicker, but no flag came, but I guess they decided after the play that that's what had happened.
Still somewhat of a rivalry between these two teams, even though they have not played in 13 years. Here's the kickoff, or make it 12 years, and the kick is fielded by Sessions at the 25, and he's ahead to about the 29, and that's where the tackle is made for Orange. And it's coming over was LeMaster on the play. So it's first down. Also getting in there for the Panthers was Bryce Wilson. 7:09 remaining, and Northern is looking for its first score of the season. They have not scored in the first six quarters of the campaign. Zakai Mann, first name is spelled Z-A-A-Q-H-A-I, comes out as the quarterback for Northern. Standard pistol setup here with Alfonso Bouget as the lone back of the backfield. And the handoff to Bouget, he's wrapped up immediately and dropped for a loss. Number 43, LeMaster, Drew LeMaster, comes over on the stop for a loss of one. LeMaster wasted no time in moving to his right and getting in on the stop. Bouget, the running back, a member of the Durham Striders track and field team, wound up finishing sixth in the Power 8 state games in the 400-meter hurdles this past summer. It'll be second down and 11. And Mann will take the low shotgun snap. He'll throw a deep fade, and the pass never really came close to anyone. It was intended for Ravon Bass, but he was well away from it. On coverage for Orange again, Bryce Wilson. So third down, and Northern digging itself a hole. Now a third and long situation after Orange wore 4.5 minutes off the clock in a drive that featured plenty of penalties and a long touchdown strike, a long run more to the point by Patrick Pettiford after the short pass by Garrett Clower. Pettiford did the rest to take it to the house, and the Panthers up by three scores. Northern desperately needs something here. Third down, Mann will take it himself, tries to keep it up the middle, and it fooled no one. He ran into an Orange wall, got across the 30 for a gain of perhaps two on the play, and that's it. 36, Mark Holt comes over on the tackle, and it's a three and out. Northern with a tango, 1-2-3 kick, and it will be fourth down and 9 coming up now. So Orange with this game well in hand, it would appear. T.J. Milby will come on to punt the ball away. Northern only has 10 men on the field. Now here comes number 28, Devin Smith, for the extra reinforcements. Under 6 minutes remaining third quarter, and it's a low kick by Milby, fielded on the run by number 25 on the plane. This is J.D. Brooks. He takes it to the 45 and is knocked out of bounds shy of midfield as he's ahead to about the 49 of Orange. Call it the 48.
Northwood and Southern Lee in action tonight, and it's Northwood with a 10-9 lead right now. So the Chargers holding on to the slim margin. That game is in the third quarter.
That's another team that Orange will play in the stacked Big 8 Conference, which will begin play in just a few weeks.
13-7, Carborough leading East Chapel Hill with less than 3 minutes remaining in the first half in that game.
Wildcats doing everything they can to make that a contest against the Jaguars, which had its own game last week, a tough in-county game against Cedar Ridge. So first down for Orange at its own 47, already up by 21. And we have whistles before Garrett Clower can get the snap. 5.5 minutes remaining. First Northern called a timeout, so we'll take one as well. Orange 21, Northern nothing, and you're listening to High School Football on chapelboro.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
First and 10 for Orange as the Panthers lead 21 to nothing, and Garrett Clower sets up in the single wing I formation setup with a wide out either way. And Clower, play action fake, rolls to the near side, looking down the field, throws it up for Joe Piscatelli. Incomplete. Ball fell perilously close to the man defending on the play. That was Michael Sessoms.
Clower got taken down pretty hard on that play, Jeff. Really got snowed under back in the backfield by Mac Fenlon, junior defensive lineman for this Northern Durham squad, and he's come over to the sideline just looking a little bit slow, a little sluggish, trying to make sure everything's okay as he comes in and gets the play, and he goes back out a little bit slowly, but it seems to be all right.
Kai Muller, who had a big catch a moment ago on Orange's touchdown drive, will exit the contest. Orange has scored now on three consecutive possessions. Touchdowns, each of their last three, they came from Michael Bolden, along with Tay Jones, and then the touchdown run by Patrick Pettiford. And here's the handoff. It will go to Pettiford. He's past the 45, and he will fight into Northern territory, and he grinded all the way to the 48 for a gain of 5. It was Bailey who came over for the tackle for Northern. Good blocking set up on the right side by number 56, Adam Reynolds, along with Drew Tilly. And we have a ninth at stamp.
A high tackle by Bailey as he really drove Pettiford into the ground. Head first on the play. Pettiford has his helmet off now as he comes over to the sideline to talk to the coaching staff along with the rest of the Panthers squad, just trying to get his hair back in place after his helmet took a pretty good ringing there.
Micah Sessoms, the cornerback who's been on coverage an awful lot tonight. Orange, when they have thrown, which hasn't been much, but when they have, typically they've thrown his way. He's having to be helped off the field.
He's taken a couple of knocks tonight. We were talking about him in the first half and how he was struggling to stay on the field after a collision with his own player and then got run into on a field goal attempt, trying to block the field goal, and now has to be helped off the field here. Walks under his own power with a little bit of help from one of his trainers.
So third down and 6 after the 4-yard pickup by Pettiford. Last week, Pettiford, we told you, had a strong contest as he wound up with 2 touchdowns. Wound up with 66 yards on the ground and 2 catches through the air for 71 yards. Third down and 6. Jones is in motion, 1 wing back in the game. And there's a flash and fake. Here's the swing pass far sideline, and it's Jones catching the ball and advancing past the 45, but he's shy of the first down as he was held up at the 44. So Orange will have a 4th and short, 4th and 2 to be exact, from the Northern 44, and it appears that Coach Moser will go for it.
Yeah, being up 21 to nothing, it's not the end of the world if you don't get it, but you're confident in your team's running ability to probably punch this through. Don't even really need anything tricky on this play with the success that they've had tonight. Should be okay here if your Orange just get a good push up front. This is a good chance for that Northern Durham defense, though, to make a little bit of a statement and get some momentum back, Jeff.
Dotting the I in this I formation will be Jones on fourth down and two. Here's the handoff. Jones straight up the middle has got the first down. Just fought ahead behind the blocks of 76 Joe Poole and number 77 Zach Wagner to get the first down as he got three when he needed two.
Good effort by the Knights, though, to plug that hole. Didn't let him bust through for any bit anymore. Just hard to stop him. That big body, when it gets rolling across the line of scrimmage like that, he's usually going to fall forward, and that's what he did there. But they did a good job to plug that hole up, did their best to try and stop that fourth down play. But it's still a first for Orange here.
Tay Jones, 127 yards rushing against Person last week in his first varsity start. Also had a touchdown. First and 10 from the Northern 40. Here's Clore from the I formation. Hand off Jones. It's again to the left. Streaks out in the open. Past the 30. 25, 20. Stays on his feet. Past the 15. Inside the 10. And brought down at the 8. He lost his balance. Otherwise, there was no way Ike Martin could catch him.
Beautiful run. Beautiful run. I mean, that was just gorgeous. And you're exactly right. If he doesn't stumble there, that's six more points for the Panthers. And there is a player down on the field.
And it might be Jones. Let's see.
It's a right around where he landed, and I don't see six coming off, so
no.
It may be him.
Kai Muller comes down to check on him.
As he was getting taken down, he had one player on his legs and took another shot up high that kind of twisted him a little bit.
It was a 33-yard run that time for young Tay Jones, who works his way up to his feet. He was indeed the injured player. Got the ball down to the 7-yard line. Boy, he's got a lot of quickness. And keep in mind, Walter, the first varsity starts of his career coming in these last 2 weeks. Orange has already built a foundation. And a lot of these players that you're seeing tonight played on an undefeated junior varsity team last year. Coach Pat Moser's done a good job in laying a foundation for the team that plays on Thursday nights that will eventually play on Friday nights.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just an amazing foundation that they've built here at Orange. Wasn't but a couple of years ago, the Panthers were struggling to make the playoffs, but they've gotten better and better each year over the past couple, and now they seem poised for another good playoff run this season based on what we've seen so far.
Drew LeMaster in the game as a wingback now. Michael Bolden also in there with Pettiford as a wingback. In motion is Pettiford. First and goal. Handoff Bolden. He'll rumble to the right side. Stood up by one tackler. Boy, that was a brave stand by Atavion Oliver. He was giving up a good 50 pounds probably, but he managed to stay on his feet and hold up Bolden for only a gain of one on the play.
Durham score for you as Southern has just scored a tie Hillside at 7. That came late in the second half.
That's a showdown of two teams that usually battled for the Pac-6 championship in recent years. All right, second down and goal with under 3 minutes remaining. LeMaster in the backfield. Again, Bolden is in there as well with Pettiford. Piscatelli one wide out to the near side. Muller to the left. And here's Clower. Short drop back. Throw for Piscatelli in the end zone for a touchdown on the slant. Joe Piscatelli with the touchdown catch, the second strike of the night by Garrett Clower, and Orange leads 27-0.
Clower to Piscatelli on that slant. They've run that play a couple times tonight, and it's been deadly every single time. It's assured a first down every time they've run it, and when in the end zone, it gets them 6 points up on the board. That's just a beautiful play for them to be able to pull out of the repertoire after running the ball all over the field. When you can run the slant so quickly and effectively and have a strike like that from Clower, it does wonders for your offense.
And now the extra point up by Brad Barbie, and it is good. And now, in anticlimactic fashion, a milestone victory in reach for Orange. They lead Northern Durham 28-0. And you're listening to high school football here on chapelboro.com.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
So Joe Piscatelli with the touchdown pass from Garrett Clower coming from 3 yards out, and Orange now leads by a score of 28-0 as Brad Barber punched in his 8th extra point of the year in 10 attempts, and the Panthers have pulled away from a young Northern team looking for his first victory over Northern since the Nixon administration, the very beginning of the Nixon administration. Barber with kickoff. With 2:36 remaining here in the third quarter. Jeff Hamlin and Walter Storholt with you here tonight. The kickoff is bobbled by Bouget, who comes up with it now at the 20. Two more touchdown passes by Clower. Here's the handoff. It goes to Bouget. He's past the 35, over to 40. Finds room, past the 50, and gets out to the 46-yard line of Orange, where Joe Piscatelli finally brought him down. Bouget did it all on his own that time, as the Orange crackdown was immediate. But he weaved past a couple of Panthers and brought it out all the way to the 36 for a gain of 24.
Good to see the running attack getting reestablished here for Northern Durham as they try to get the ball moving down the field. Don't have the size advantage along that offensive line, and especially the running back doesn't quite have the size. But, boy, really nice run there, able to withstand a couple of hits on the way across midfield.
Jacob Johnson in the game as a wide receiver, along with Demarius McNeil. Also in there, it is Jonathan Branch. And handoff, Bouget has room to the right side, but it quickly closed down. The hole opened up along the right, past the 45 to the 44. 91, Byron Stevenson comes over on the stop. Gain of 3.
This Orange team is hard tackling. I'll tell you what, these Panthers really lay a lick in every chance they get. There's no soft tackles if you're a Panther tonight. They're just really throwing it out there all over the field. We've seen a couple of bruisers.
Second down and 7. Two wideouts to the far side. Man, handoff, Bouget dodges one Panther who came through immediately, but not the second, and he is stacked up for no gain. Excellent job that time. Number 3, Artrell Stewart, led the charge along with Brandon Van Hook, the man who returned the blocked field goal earlier tonight.
Can't afford to have any lateral movement, really, if you're Northern. The penetration just comes too quickly from Orange, and that's what happened on that play. As Bougie just saw the defense come barreling at him, he was a little slow to get up. Teammates had to help him. He's got his hands on his hips, but he'll stay in there for this next play.
Third down and 9. They may let the clock run out here. Northern doesn't have to run this play. Zakai Mann still looking at the sidelines, and R.J. Wilson signals in a play. Let's see if they're going to snap the ball here. Doesn't look like they will. So that will do it for the third quarter. And Orange with two touchdown passes from Garrett Clower, one to Patrick Pettiford, and then the other to Joe Piscatelli. And Orange 12 minutes away for something they waited a long time for, a win over Northern. They lead the Knights 28-0, and you're listening to WCHL and ChapelBurl.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Jeff Hamlin, Walter Storholt back with you from Almond Stadium. Northern with a third down at 8. Play action fake by Mann, meaning pressure from the outside by Stewart. Throws down the field, and it is caught and dropped. Looked like for a moment that Jacob Johnson came up with it, but he couldn't quite hold on to it as 25 J.D. Brooks was on pressure, but it was a drop by Johnson, and Northern will have to kick it away.
Unfortunate drop on that play for Northern as it's 28-0 Panthers leading the Knights. Another score from you from the area. It is now halftime between Northwood and Southern Lee. Northwood adds another score to take the lead 17-9.
And so it's 28-0, Orange with the lead against Northern. And the Knights will have to punt it away yet again. Ball at the Panther 45, and we have flags down. And a block! Block comes down. It was blocked away by Bryce Wilson. We have a scramble at the 45. Now let's see what the flag was about. There might have been a Panther helmet in the neutral zone. Let's see.
The snap was a little bit to the left of the punter, which made the delivery of the punt very, very slow to get off and allowed Orange to get in there for the block. And they're clapping along the sidelines, so the Panthers think this is going to be against Durham, and it is.
It is. So Eric Lyons, the defensive line coach for Orange, immediately eavesdropped on that officials conversation. And so Bryce Wilson will get credit for that block punt, the punt attempt by Dylan Leovich. And the Panthers now will take the ball at its own 45-yard line. The ball did travel about 10 yards in the air, roughly. But Bryce Wilson comes up with a big play for the punt, the block punt. And so Orange will take it back now with excellent field position.
Special teams has had a tough go of it for tonight with Northern having a blocked field goal and now a blocked punt as well.
Double wing set up for Orange. Pettiford goes in motion. Here's Clower. Stepping back to throw, looks, meeting pressure, tied up as he throws, but the pass is caught by Jones at the 50. Hey, Jones past the 45 and down at the 43. How in the world did Garrett Clower get that off?
I don't know. He somehow was able to thread through a couple of the defenders as he was trailing to his right. He almost had a duck underneath of two of his own blockers and then got wrapped up around the head and thrown to the ground hard. Clower just ran back into the huddle and gave a big fist pump to his team, saying, yeah, guys, here we go. Let's keep it going. They want to hang 35 on the scoreboard.
Treyon Smith with the tackle, and it'll be first down. Ball at the 42 of Northern. After the pickup, that went down the field of 13 yards. Better Ford again, the wing back. It'll be three wide receivers lining up, and they look for a new play now as Clower steps away from center, and now he calls a timeout. Clock stop with 11:04 remaining in the game, and Northern trailing Orange by a score of 28-0, and you're listening to WCHL and Chapelboro.com.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro, so stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as the UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.com. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
We're back to action here as Clore fakes a pitch out, throws a lateral, and he'll go to Jones again past the 44, sideline 35, and he'll be forced out of bounds shy of the first down, so that is technically a run for Tay Jones, and the stop was made that time by Josh Shipman. Call it an 8-yard pickup to the Northern 34-yard line, so it's a run for Jones once again. Tay Jones has done a remarkable job as someone making only his second varsity start. Piscatelli goes to the right. To the left will be Muller with one wing back in the game, and that's Pat Pettiford. On second down and two, here's Clower taking the snap from under center this time. Orange up 28-0, and he'll step back for a screen. It is Muller taking it 35, near sideline, rumbles across the 30-yard line, back inside the numbers to the 25, breaks out of the pack, and is stopped just shy of the 20-yard line. Looked like roller derby the way he managed to move inside the pack and almost emerged from that unscathed.
You ever seen the movie Jurassic Park and that part where they're standing in the field watching the flock of dinosaurs run down the big field, and they're kind of just admiring and observing, and then all of a sudden the entire flock changes direction and comes right at them in one fell swoop. That's what the Northern Durham defense looked like on that play after he changed direction. They all had to flock and change the other direction at the exact same time, and what a run that was.
16-yard pass and run as Clower throws to Kai Muller. Two wingbacks in the game. That's Jones and Pettiford. Bolden in there as the fullback. And they'll hand it off to Pettiford. Take it dead up the middle, and he runs into a white wall at the 20-yard line for a gain of two.
That was one of the weaker runs of the night for Orange. Just didn't seem to develop the way they thought that play would. Almost looked like the fullback was supposed to get the handoff on the way through. And then he didn't hit the line very hard. He kind of paused when he got to the line of scrimmage, and there really was no big hole for Pettiford to punch through there, and he only ends up getting a yard or so on the play.
One thing that Matt Moser was very happy about last week was balance in terms of ball handling by his skilled players. He was happy that Pettiford, Jones, Michael Bolden, Kai Muller, Piscatelli all managed to get their hands on the ball a fair amount of times. Michael Bolden scored the first touchdown of the night for Orange from 1 yard out back in the first quarter, and here he takes a fullback dive up the middle for 3 yards ahead to what we'll call the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he got tripped up coming across the line of scrimmage. So it's the Panthers leading 28-0 over Northern. Another interesting score coming to us, Jeff, is the Carey match against Cardinal Gibbons. That game is at halftime, and right now Carey has the 20-19 lead over the Crusaders.
So the Carey Imps with a one-point lead on Cardinal Gibbons at the half. That score from Wake County. 9 minutes remaining in regulation here. 2019 Carey leading Cardinal Gibbons at the half, and right here it's 28-0 Orange leading Northern Durham, and we have a timeout. Panthers call a timeout for 3rd and 7, and we'll do a break here. You're listening to WCHL at chapelboro.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall. And PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive.
And as we come back to action, a pick six for Northern as Clower threw an ill-advised pass that was taken back by Johnny Jones for a long interception run for a touchdown.
What a crazy run back on that play
as
well.
He broke three tackles on his way to the end zone.
Got Call some it. Great blocks on the way, too.
Yep, 73-yard interception return for a touchdown. And Northern finally has its first points of the year in the second game of the season with 8:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. So it's 28-6, and now the extra point attempt by T.J. Milby. The holder will be the backup wide receiver, Jacob Johnson. The kick is up, and it is good. So, Johnny Jones, and it is so fitting in so many ways that we get that name on the air. With a 73-yard interception return for a touchdown, gives Northern some points, and now the Panthers' lead is down to 21. It's 28-7.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Johnny Jones with the touchdown run after the pick. And I'll tell you, he took it down the far sideline and did a remarkable job. 73 yards and broke probably three tackles on the play. There was one Panther who made a desperate lunge. I believe that was Tay Jones. He managed to break out of that, somehow stay in bounds, and then rumbled into the end zone. And so Northern on the board for the first time this year, 28-7. Orange with the lead, but the advantage, now only three touchdowns. Here's Muller, or Milby, excuse me, with the kickoff, and it's taken by Orange, and it'll be past the 30, and Kai Muller will take it down to the 35-yard line for a 21-yard return. So the Panthers looking for a 2-0 start, up 21 with 8:28 remaining. And there are a lot of fans here tonight that probably don't understand the magnitude of how important a win over Northern Durham would be. However, there are some who were in high school back when Northern was in the midst of their dynasty that lasted an awful long time, so they understand the magnitude of a win over Northern. Granted, it would be like beating Notre Dame back in 2007, but it's still a victory over Notre Dame. And around Hillsboro this week, the motto has been, it's still Northern. They may be 0-1, they may have been shut out last week, but it's still Northern. And Orange doesn't have the right personnel in the field, and they have to use another timeout. Things getting sloppy here in Hillsboro. The score, Orange 28, Northern Durham 7. And you're listening to High School Football on WCHL and ChapelBurl.com.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
We come back to action, and Patrick Pettiford takes a wingback pitch out, but he was dropped for a big loss. Atavion Oliver, the linebacker who's been in the backfield and started to read some plays very well defensively for Northern, comes up with a stop all the way back to the 26. A loss, called the 27, loss of 8 on the play.
One of the best defensive stops of the night for the Knights there as they keep it only a 21-point deficit now, 28-7, the score with under 8 to play, Jeff.
Orange back to the double wing. Again, it's Jones and Pettiford as the wingbacks. Bolden will be the fullback on 2nd and 18. And here's the handoff, and moving out in the open now, Pettiford past the 30. 35 to the 40. He's got the first down and more over to 40. 35-30, past the 25, and he'll be forced out of bounds. Might have been a face mask as a flag comes in late, right where the tackle was made. Big run once again by Patrick Pettiford.
Either a face mask or you got him by the horse collar on the back as he had to tackle him up high to kind of wrangle him down to the ground there. Good athleticism to chase him down, though, because Pettiford is a fast running back and strong, too.
So Pettiford got back what he lost a moment ago and then some. He was stopped at the Northern 29. The flag came down at that point. But it's going to be a hold, actually, called against Northern, or excuse me, against Orange, and the face mask is called against Northern, so this will be offsetting penalties. There was another flag that we didn't see that was thrown way back at the 40-yard line of Orange. So it's going to be second down and 18 all over again. So much for Pettiford's game. 7.5 minutes remaining in regulation. Orange looking for a 2-0 start. Coach Pat Moser joked that the only way the start of the season in terms of scheduling could be tougher is if they had scheduled Elon, starting with three consecutive 4A opponents. He was asked why three 4A opponents. He said no 3A team will play us, and he's right. Orange will play three 4A teams and one 2A team as the non-conference portion of their schedule, and then they'll leap into Big 8 conference play. I formation now for Orange on 2nd and 18 with three wide receivers. And here's Clower, and it'll be the handoff going to the left side. And this will be Tay Jones over the 35. Past the 40, steps out of the tackle. He's got the first down, almost broke out in the open. Now stays on his feet remarkably past the 40, and he's down at the 35. It looked like that Oliver had him wrapped up, but Jones did a remarkable job of keeping his feet going, and his knee never struck the ground. What a job by Tay Jones, and that balance allowed him to pick up another 15 yards.
Tell you what, Jeff, even as he got taken down there across the 40-yard line down to the 36, he still almost kept his knees from touching to the ground as he rolled over two defenders, almost was able to continue going. Just a beautiful run by Jones. What a powerful guy. When you see him run, you just know he's going to get positive yardage almost every single time he touches the ball.
Clock running with 7:18 remaining. First down and 10 coming up here. The official started the clock. One of the clocks started earlier, and now he's ordering the press box to go ahead and get it cranked up here. As Orange leads 28-7, another dynamic run, this time by Tay Jones. Orange doesn't lack for dynamic ball carriers. They have several of them out of the I formation. And the pitch out. Clower sends it to Pettiford. He brings it this side past the 35. And putting his head down was number 12, Marquise Howard, to belt him out of bounds into the Panthers' sideline. And that's where some words of exchange, words are exchanged, and chances are they aren't pleasant ones.
Well, a little bit earlier in this contest, it was very early in the second half. Northern Durham was trying to come out and turn the tide a little bit, and it was Marquise Howard making a great tackle on Pettiford, forcing him out of bounds, not allowing him to turn the corner. And Pettiford on that time was willing to go out of bounds and not deliver a hit. This time, however, the two meet up once again along the left sideline. This time he turns the corner and lowers that shoulder for the big hit.
Ike Martin, a Northern secondary starter, collapses to the sideline to the far end. He goes out of the game. Michael Bolden with a fullback dive up the middle, and he grinds ahead to about the 28, close to a first down. Martin having to be helped to the sidelines. He barely got across the boundary before falling to his knees. Hope he's okay. So third down and 2 coming up. Clock running, 6.5 minutes remaining in regulation. And Orange about to do something that hasn't been done in 45 years. Beat Northern.
It's been a hard-hitting game tonight. It's still early in the season. I'm surprised we haven't seen a lot of cramping with it being a warm evening and pretty humid out.
Three wide receivers and a wing back in there. Clower behind center will toss it. Jones looking for the first down. He's got it and then some. Past the 25. Dives inside the numbers. Escapes a tackle past the 20. Still going inside the 15. And he's dropped in the red zone to about the 10.
Some great jukes and cuts on that play by Jones. Beautiful running. Just really fun to watch. Always keeping the defenders guessing.
Zach Wagner, Nick Gentile comes over on the blocks as they pave the roads to the outside as Tay Jones just follow their lead. First and goal now, ball at the Northern 8-yard line. 5:50 remaining. Piscatelli, one wide out to the right. Muller comes to the near side to the left. Out of the double wing. Clower with Jones in motion. Handoff, Pettiford goes around right in, looks for any daylight he can, but there wasn't much as he barely got back to the 6. Good stop made on the play by 32, Amari J. and Kendrick Bailey. To the 6-yard line for a gain of 2. Second and goal with 5:20 remaining. Crowd watching on, not knowing, at least some of them not knowing, that they're watching a little bit of history here. Piscatelli and Muller again will be the wide receivers. Bolden will stay in the game as Arndt sets up in the double wing. Panthers up 28-7. Clower, ball on the right hash mark, looks at a blitz, short drop back, looks to throw, he'll throw it up for Muller, it's caught for a touchdown! Kai Muller pulls it in, his first touchdown reception of the year, and the Panthers lead by a score of 40-7. Excuse me, it should be 34-7 should be the score. 34-7 the score. They put it up wrong here, but it's 34-7. Orange with the lead as Brad Barbie, will try the extra point. Snap, spot, the kick up, and it is good. So Orange with another touchdown pass, the third of the half by Garrett Clower. This one goes to Kai Muller. It goes from 6 yards out, and the score is Orange 35, Northern Durham 7. And you're listening to High School Football here on WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fix Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fix Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruiser's, good to go.
The kickoff by Brad Barbie goes into the end zone. Automatic touchback as it went right in between the Northern receivers, Bouget and Sessoms. And so Northern will set up from its own 20-yard line. And Orange about to beat Northern for the first time since 1968. They lead 35-7 with 4:53 remaining here at Almond Stadium. Jeff Hamlin, Walter Storholt here with you. Many of the Orange players probably don't realize how important this is. Now, Coach Pat Moser didn't even realize how long it had been since Northern lost to Orange until I mentioned it to him earlier this week. Oh, what a hit. Number 52 immediately. Eric Compton came in to level Bouget just as he got the ball from Zakai Mann, the quarterback. So Compton forces a two-yard loss back to the 18 after that solid hit. Compton patrolling the linebacking crew with Jerome James right now. It'll be second down with the clock running, 4:25 remaining. Northern got its first score of the year. Some offense from its defense, if you will. Here's Mann with the handoff against Bouchet. He's got room around the left side. Good trip tackle made as Bouchet got over to the 25. But Bryce Wilson, whose father Chad Wilson played football here at Orange, wound up making the stop after a gain of 7.
Good running there by Northern Durham, Jeff, as they do a nice job to get that yardstick moving forward a little bit, making a little bit more manageable third down here, going to try and create some momentum. They've already gotten their first points of the season. They can continue to work for some moral victories here with less than 4 minutes to go.
Mann, who moved the ball well through the air in the first half, hasn't been as successful here in the second half. Almost fumbled the exchange. Meets pressure. He'll be dropped. Now he throws the ball backwards. It goes in the end zone. It'll be taken for a touchdown by Brandon Van Hook. Mann looked like he tried to throw the ball away, but his momentum carried him backward. It was a clear lateral, and Van Hook winds up getting the touchdown that he didn't get earlier off the block field goal. Van Hook returned the block field goal earlier. That was nullified because of a penalty. This one won't be as he recovers a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown.
What a strange play. You feel bad for Mann there as he was under pressure and had to just figure out some way to salvage something out of the play. Thought he could get rid of it. I think he just thought he was throwing forward, which would have been intentional grounding, but would have at least kept the sack from happening. Instead, it ends up being a throw into the end zone backwards that allows Orange to jump on it for the touchdown. After the extra point, we're going to get a live update from the East Chapel Hill game over in Carrboro. Again, that's going to be coming up right after this extra point.
Juan Torres will try the extra point, the backup kicker in the game now for Orange, and the kick by Torres is up, and it is good. Now let's get that update as Orange is up now 42-7.
Great shot.
Thank you, Walter Storholt, Paul Cunnell at Carrboro High School, where East Chapel Hill has come in here after taking a drubbing last year. Carrboro scoring over 50 points to put the Wildcats down last year. This year, an entirely different story. A lot of Trey Sharp, three touchdowns, 19 points on the board for the Jaguars, seven on the board for the Wildcats. Connor Stow under center for the Wildcats, and he has tried to keep them in this game. But right now, at the 7:45 mark of the third quarter, this game very much in doubt here in Carrboro as the Jaguars lead 19-7. Back to Walter Storholt.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. 19-7 Carrboro with the lead against East Chapel Hill. That's going on tonight, 42-7 right here after the fumble recovery in the end zone by Brandon Vanhook as he recovered that errant pass, if you will, by Zakai Mann. It was more like a retreat. 3:31 remaining. And so Orange will move to 2-0. As here is Barbie with the kickoff, and it's taken by an up back at the 30-yard line, past the 35, and down at the 38-yard line goes number 34 on the play for Northern, Kelvin Bell. 37, Michael Bolden came in on the tackle, and Bryce Wilson also got in there as well. 3:24 remaining. So Northern will slip to 0-2. This from a team that had a string of 17 consecutive conference championships from 1984 to 2000. In fact, they didn't lose against a team from its own home city from 1976 to 2000. And it was Jordan, of all teams, that ended that incredible run back in 2000. Zakai Mann still in the game at quarterback. He'll take the snap out of the shotgun and hand off Boucher. Streaks forward quickly around the left side. Past the 40, over the 45, and he's got it to midfield. Stopped behind by Garrett Boone. That time Boucher advances the ball to the 49, and Northern still looking for its first offensive points of the year. And they'll bid for it here on what's likely to be their final drive of the night. Zakai Mann, again without a huddle. They will leave Jonathan Branch in the game as a wide receiver. To the far end goes Demarius McNeil. The slot man will be Jacob Johnson. Zakai Mann will take the snap. 3 yards away from center from the pistol. And hand off Boucher. This time he'll try the left side. Streaks away from a Panther. Over the 40. Here's Boucher. Far sideline 35. And he's forced out of bounds by 42 Ronald White. Deep inside Panther territory, inside the 30-yard line to the 29 for a gain of 20 on the play. Actually, they're going to move the ball back to the 32. So it's a gain of 17 as the clock continues to wind down. 2 minutes remaining.
I like the fact that Northern Durham not giving up. They've still got heart. They're still running with purpose. Throwing some good blocks out there, springing for some good runs. It's nice to see a lot of young players on this Northern team and not a lot of fight for here toward the end, but they're giving it their all.
First down. Here's a play fake. Mann will take himself on the keeper on the delay. He grinds over the 30 and charges down to the 26-yard line. So he's ahead to about the 26 for a gain. Now we have a flag down with a minute 24 remaining and the clock stopped. Flag that came down late. Credit the tackle to Zach Whitted, the 5'7 senior. With a minute 24 remaining, looks like they'll put some time on. We have a dead ball personal foul against Orange. They'll move the ball half the distance to the goal line. Well, next week, Orange will make its first road trip of the season. They will take on Riverside.
That'll be a fun game to watch. I look forward to that matchup against Riverside. And after Riverside was able to beat Chapel Hill last week. Looking forward to that matchup. Should be a fun one.
Triple option versus triple option when you get right down to it.
A lot of pounding in that game.
Here's the pitch out going to Boucher. He's to the 10. Carries a Panther on his back to the 5, and he'll be held up there. Now we have a flag thrown.
Maybe a face mask here, Jeff.
Yep. Even the Panther faithful in the press box signaling for a face mask, knowing that the tackle there fooled no one. And so that will make it first and goal. The ball moved down to the 5-yard line. It was a gain of 7, and then half the distance to the goal line will carry it to the 2.
Ball carrier got twisted in all kinds of directions on that play And that's going to benefit Northern here. They may punch in another one before this clock runs out, Jeff.
Alfonso Boucher will line up in the backfield. Northern with a first and goal. And here's the handoff. Boucher tries to take off around the left. He's got some daylight, and he will dance past number 7, A.J. Bradshaw, and score the first offensive touchdown of the year for Northern.
Good to see for these Northern Durham Knights to get some momentum going. They've got a defensive touchdown, now an offensive touchdown. Good to see. And the special teams has started clicking here, Jeff. They were able to make an extra point earlier. The kicking game's getting better.
Northern looks a little indecisive as to what they'll do on the extra point. Some players have not gone into the huddle. Looks like they're going to go ahead and go for two as good, man remains in the game.
Good experience. Go ahead and try for it. You can't win this contest, but you can go ahead and try out your two-point conversion offense. Why not give it a shot?
42-13 the score with 1 minute remaining in the game, and Northern will line up to go for two. Man out of the shotgun. Looks to keep it himself. Carries around left tackle, and he got into the end zone for two. Good movement along that left tackle and left guard. Fine blocks by D'Angelo Riddick and Marcus Wood. So, two-point attempt good for Northern after the touchdown run by Boucher. And the score from Hillsboro is Orange 42, Northern 15. And you're listening to High School Football on WCHL and ChapelBurl.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
We're back here at Almond Stadium after the touchdown run by Boucher and the two-point run by Zakai Mann. It is 42-15, so Northern gets its first offensive points. They put up 15 points this quarter after the 73-yard interception return for a touchdown by Johnny Jones brought them their first score of the season. Hillside leads Southern Durham, Walter, 23-14. As Hillside has put up three consecutive scoring drives after they trail momentarily against the Spartans.
We've got an onside kick prepping here for Northern Durham.
Yep, T.J. Milby, the kicker for Northern, puts boot to ball. Ball takes a crazy bounce just as he intended it to, but the Orange Hands team did its job, and they pounced right on it. It looked like Drew LeMaster got in there to cover it up. He did.
A great snag by LeMaster as he had to fall to his side to haul that one in, and it wasn't like he was able to trap it against his chest. He had to outreach for it and then pull it in. That was a pretty good-looking onside kick there by Northern Durham. It just went a little too deep instead of kind of across the field. Had a little bit too much penetration. Otherwise, that could have been interesting as the onrush came from the side.
So Orange will probably be tempted to just let the clock run on out. They have the backup quarterback in the game now, and that is Josh Keel. Keel with a handoff. He bumps into the man who he was handing the ball off to there, but nonetheless, the second man through carries it all the way to the 45-yard line. And so Orange nearly got the first down. That was LeMaster in the game with the 9-yard pickup.
Chance to get your backups a couple of plays before the clock ticks down. They'll run one more here probably just before the night is over.
And so something that they've waited for in Hillsboro for a long, long time will come to fruition. A victory over Northern Durham. They haven't done it since 1968, but Orange has done it. They have beaten Northern Durham, and they are now 2-0 on the season. A standing ovation from the Panther faithful for the home team. And the significance of this victory may not be captured by everyone, but the Orange players slapping each other on the back and longtime Panther fans can smile tonight. They have seen something that they've waited for a long, long time. And Northern's not the powerhouse they once were, and it certainly wasn't as dramatic as it would have been, say, in 1992 or 93. But it is still sweet, and Orange is 2-0. And next week they'll make a trip to Northern Durham to take on Riverside. But tonight, the ground attack of the Panthers led them to a rout and a victory over Northern Durham, 42-15. We'll do a timeout and come right back with stats and more. You're listening to High School Football here on WCHL and ChapelBurl.com.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Jeez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
The Orange Panthers gather down the east end zone, and they're a very happy group tonight as they wound up pulling away from Northern Durham. 42-15 the score. Orange led early. Scored on its third drive of the game early in the second quarter. A one-yard plunge for Michael Bolden, and then the storm came. Orange scored on four consecutive drives, carrying it over into the second half. Touchdown runs by Bolden and Tay Jones, and then touchdown passes by starting quarterback Garrett Clower as he wound up throwing to Joe Piscatelli and Patrick Pettiford. Second half statistics, Patrick Pettiford ran for 80 yards in the second half alone. He certainly tallied over 20 yards, so he had a 100-yard night, and so did Tay Jones. And Jones, Walter, already with two 100-yard games in his first two varsity starts, and this is a young man that has got a lot ahead of him because he's only a junior running back. He was a backup last year. He's doing a remarkable job, and this is the exact type of offense that he needs to be running. Coach Pat Moser has done a very good job of tailoring a team that fits his offense perfectly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that's the best way to describe it. He's been here long enough to where he's been able to find the players, fit the pieces into the puzzle so that he can get the offense rolling like he likes to. They just have such a dynamic core in that backfield. Jones, you've got a tall guy. He's got the power. He's able to lean into those hits. He always falls forward for positive yardage, stays on his feet when you think he should be going down. And then you've got Pettiford, who's just a solid bowling ball of a running back, bouncing off of tacklers. He's the one that's able to get it to the outside and turn it upfield and outrun those DBs. Just very impressive. They've got some great fullbacks on the team as well to help plow the way in the offensive line. What can you say about them helping punch some of those holes and keep contained? They were downfield so much tonight, that offensive line, willing to run alongside those running backs. They're not just a line of scrimmage kind of offensive line. They are way down the field throwing blocks, trying to help out those running backs break big runs, and that's exactly what they did consistently tonight. It helped them put 42 points up on the board. But, you know, Jeff, I think just as impressive, it wasn't needed tonight, but the passing attack that Orange is able to display as well is something that's really beneficial to letting that running game continue to be successful. With most teams, you know, you've got to establish the run before you can get the pass going. It almost seems like with Orange, it's the other way around.
Right.
By having that pass, it allows other teams to not completely key in on the option-type style of the offense, and that's what just keeps every defense honest and really helps them with their success against squads like Northern tonight.
And something else that Orange does with its passing game is safe passes. Garrett Clower is not someone who's going to throw the ball 25 yards down the field. If this was a league that wound up having advanced statistics by Football Outsiders that charted passes over 15 yards, chances are Clower might throw maybe one of those a game. But what he does do is throw steady, safe slant passes. He'll throw some swing passes, and that results in a high percentage. 11 of 12 passing the ball tonight in the second half for him for 97 yards, three touchdowns, the one interception by Johnny Jones. Kai Muller comes away as the leading receiver with seven receptions for 44 yards. Tay Jones had two for 21. Piscatelli, the touchdown pass that went from 5 yards. And then Patrick Pettiford, this was really a catch and run. 27-yard touchdown pass. That was the first strike of the second half. And Orange winds up with a 42-15 victory.
And then Hartford, when you look at the defense for Orange, I mean, the impact that they were able to hit with tonight really kept Northern from establishing the offensive groove that they wanted to. Just a great defensive effort from the Panthers as well.
Absolutely. We'll run down the Northern statistics coming up here in just a moment, but first we're going to pause. Hopefully we can get a word from Coach Moser if he'll mosey on up to the press box here. Happy night here tonight in Hillsboro. Orange winds up winning. They beat Northern Durham 42-15, and you're listening to High School Football on WCHL and ChapelBurl.com.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
Jeff Hamlin, Hartford Zirkle, Walter Storholt back with you tonight as the crowd goes to the parking lots and they go away, most of them at least, very, very happy as Orange wins tonight to move to 2-0 on the season, 42-15. They beat Northern Durham, their first victory over Northern since 1968. And we will be joined by Pat Moser in just a moment, but first we're going to get a report here from the East Chapel Hill Carrboro game that's going on tonight. We'll get a report right now from Paul.
Thank you, Walter Storholt. That high-octane offense from Orange, certainly nothing to be trifled with, and we're seeing the same thing here in Carrboro. Just when you think the Wildcats at East Chapel Hill have reeled their foes back in and have put them in a hole here at home, the backbreaker comes in the form of a 74-yard pass from Jonah Mendes, the senior quarterback, to Marlon Johnson, the big wide receiver for the Jaguars, streaking down the right sideline off of play action. He scores a 74-yard fly pattern. 27-7 now, 1:24 remaining to play in the third quarter, still quite a ways to go, but this one has the Wildcats reeling. 27-7 here at Carrboro, Jags on top.
All right, Paul, we thank you so much for that. As Orange comes away with the victory here tonight, 42-15, three touchdown passes by Garrett Clower, all of them in the second half, to three different receivers, one to Patrick Pettiford, another thrown to Kai Muller, and there was another one that was caught by Joe Piscatelli from 4 yards out. Piscatelli's first touchdown reception of the year, also the same for Muller. Seven touchdowns now on the year by Garrett Clower, to just two interceptions.
Got a couple of scores from across the area as well. In the fourth quarter, Knightdale leads Millbrook 14-7. Davidson Day, 68-0 over North Raleigh Christian in that contest. Just giving you a smattering of scores from across the area here. We covered last week Chapel Hill versus Riverside, a game in which Riverside eked out in overtime with a goal line stand. In fact, back-to-back goal line stands to win that game. But they lose tonight, a close one once again for the Pirates. But tonight they fall 22-20 to Fuquay Varina. In that contest, Northern Vance losing to Warren County, 24-6 the score there at the end of the third quarter. And we'll keep you updated if any other scores come across our radar here before we sign off tonight.
Lots of folks asking about a score from the Cedar Ridge game. You can tell where the rivalry lies here in Hillsboro with Cedar Ridge and Orange. But we have not received a score on Cedar Ridge's contest tonight. Hopefully we will. Northern wound up with 95 yards from Alfonso Boucher rushing in the second half alone. So that means Boucher most likely wound up with a 100-yard game. And certainly that was something that Northern can look at as a positive. But Northern, no match for Orange's two players that wound up with 100 yards rushing tonight. And we are now joined by the coach of the Panthers, Pat Moser, who is the man that will go down in the history books as the first Panther coach to beat Northern Durham since the Nixon administration. How does that feel, sir?
Well, that's pretty good. I had a teacher today pass me in the halls, and he said I was 2 years old the last time we beat Northern. So they were pulling for the show. And look, it's a big win for us.
You talked to me earlier this week about the amount of carries your skill players had and how they were versatile and how they got a balanced number. Did you see more of that tonight?
I did. You know, I didn't call plays tonight. Our offense coordinator, Mike McCauley, did. And basically what we're looking for, you know, is how the defense is set up and what hash we're on, left or right side of the field. So, you know, with our wings and our fullback, we are comfortable with either wing running the ball. So we don't really care who's getting it. Mm-hmm. We're looking at where we are on the field as to who gets it. So usually it works out to be pretty even. And I think so tonight. You know, although Pat Pettiford had a 60 or 70-yard run called back for holding.
Right.
I think if he had that still in the stats, you know, I'm not sure, but I think Tay probably led.
Yes, we had him at 77 in the second half alone, yeah.
Okay, well, I think Tay probably, if he had that yardage, it would have been pretty even again, mm-hmm. So I was glad to see that.
What about Tay Jones? How has he adapted to this game so quickly? Second varsity start, already two 100-yard games in his career.
Yeah, he's something, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got a fire in him, and he just doesn't want to go down. Did you see the play where
He stayed on his feet.
He spun out and landed on somebody and spun out from that and kept going. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't see that in high school very much. You know, I've seen it in the pros,
mm-hmm.
you know, but in college every now and then. But he's just phenomenal, this kid.
Garrett Clower is not a player that will have to throw the ball 15, 20 yards down the field. He's a smart, steady thrower. How valuable are the players that he's throwing it to? These appear to be some pretty sure-handed receivers that he's getting the ball to.
Yeah, we've got four or five of them too. If you notice, we kept a rotation at receiver all night long, and all of those kids can play. They're good kids. They're sure-handed, and they block well. And you know, we just got to get them the ball. We made as a team. Garrett had two interceptions, and I don't really think they were as much his fault as it was ours.
Mm-hmm.
We had bad plays called at that particular time that hurt what his decisions could be.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to go back and try to correct that and look at that. Yeah. If he knows where he's going and has the ability to make one read, he's really good. So, we you know, as a coaching staff, we have to be careful in the situations we put him in.
You were worried about overscheduling at the beginning of the year, playing three 4A teams right off the bat. You've beaten Person, now you've beaten Northern Durham, Riverside coming up next. Why didn't you add Elon University to the schedule?
Well,
you should have.
Yeah.
At least.
Listen, you're not telling me. This is tough, and that's a good team that we beat tonight. You know, some of our mistakes were forced by things they did. They have kids that can run. They had kids that had a whole lot of fire, as you saw. You know,
right.
There were some flags for some, you know, pushing and shoving, a little bit of jawing going on out there, some big hits going on both sides. So, I mean, they that team has a lot of pride, and they played hard, and it was a hard-fought game.
Well, Coach, I know a lot of longtime Panther fans understand the importance of this victory, so congratulations on getting it in such dominant fashion. We look forward to talking to you again later on down the line here in the season.
Good. Come back.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to come back. Absolutely. We're honored to be here.
Good. Come anytime. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Coach Pat Moser joining us here tonight as Orange winds up beating Northern by a score of 42-15. We're going to do a timeout here, and we'll come back with more scores from around the area in just a moment. Jeff Hamlin, Hartford Zirkle, and Walter Storholt here live from Hillsboro, and you're listening to High School Football here on WCHL and ChapelBurrow.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
The final score here tonight from Hillsboro, 42-15. Orange winds up beating Northern Durham, and the Panthers now 2-0 as they will take on Riverside next week. Riverside, as we mentioned earlier, Walter, wound up losing to Fuquay Varina. But this was a night that belonged to the Panthers, certainly, and it was impressive how well Orange wound up winning this contest using the ball carrying and just a very steady offense all night long.
You're absolutely right, but there is something to be said for trying to find the weaknesses within your team. When you have a performance like tonight, you still want to look and say, well, what can we improve on? What can we change going forward? Because there will be tougher contests down the road. Next week against Riverside will probably be a tougher contest than what they face tonight. And then, again, when they get into conference play, it's going to get even harder and harder as they, you know, face teams like Cardinal Gibbons down the line. And, you know, it's just you need to find some of those things that you can work on. So Hartford, I mean, you saw this entire game tonight, followed the stats closely, were able to really pick apart the running game and how the offensive line was blocking in the attack. What do you think is the one weakness, at least, that they can take back, that the coaches and Pat Moser and the rest of the staff can talk to the team about in the locker room and work on in practice in the next week and say, hey, great game, but here's what we need to work on?
Yeah, well, one thing that the Knights really did successfully tonight on defense was whenever they put around eight players in the box within defensive linemen and linebacker core, really crowding the run, Orange is just so run-oriented that a couple times they would try to go in and they would just get absolutely stuffed by this Knight defense. That's one thing that when the other coaches break down this tape of this Orange Panthers football team, they're going to see that, and they're going to know that this team is going to rely heavy on Patrick Pettiford and Tay Jones, who are absolutely outstanding, phenomenal running backs, but how much can they do when you know that you're going to be absolutely keyed on every single play? Now, Garrett Kloer made some great passes downfield, but at the same time tonight, he also made some missed decisions. So we'll see what goes on here with the Orange Panthers in the next couple games in their season, but nonetheless a great team and a team to watch out for this season.
It's going to become even more important for Clower to be able to stay consistent at the quarterback spot, and instead of only having to throw a couple times during the game, if he does get into a situation where he has to throw 10, 15, maybe even 20 times, that'll be something that Orange has to overcome.
One thing that Orange doesn't lack is big play threat, guys, and that's the thing that probably impresses me more than anything else. This isn't a team that only has one running back that can carry the ball. This team has about three or four. They add power when Michael Bolden is in the game, and then they add edge rushing whenever you have, say, Jones in the contest or Pat Pettiford. And you have that steady quarterback option with Clower in there. That's how you win ball games nowadays, is you have to have five or six big play threats in order to carry you to victory, and that's what Orange had in this game tonight. That's what really impressed me the most so far about them, not only tonight but this season.
The fun thing is we're going to get to cover them quite a bit throughout the season. We're going to be back here, I think, in 2 weeks, and then again 2 weeks after that, if I remember correctly, from our broadcast schedule. So it's going to be fun to see them several times this year, and again, as that competition gets tougher, the crowd here at Orange is only going to get louder, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Absolutely. Guys, we're going to do one more break here, or we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Well, Hartford, thank you for coming out here tonight. We apologize for our tardiness here tonight here on the air, but we will be back next week as we'll get back on the air and wrap everything up here tonight. Remind you that our next broadcast here on WCHL is going to come next week, and we're very happy to be including a contest from the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves. In fact, Cedar Ridge will be in action. In fact, they're in action tonight, as a matter of fact, and Cedar Ridge is a team that's coming off a difficult loss last week, but now the Red Wolves will move on, and tonight they are going up against Southern Vance after losing to Carrboro last week. Next week they will be at East Chapel Hill, and we'll be live from Wildcat Stadium to bring you that broadcast. As Walter Stroll will handle the play-by-play, we'll be on the air, we think, at 7:30. Might be 7 o'clock. Listen out here on WCHL, because these times tend to float on us from time to time and week to week.
The grid will start at 6:30, though. It'll be a breakdown of your entire high school football landscape on a Friday night, and then we'll catch up exactly. They've been floating around so far this year between 7 and 7:30 in terms of kickoff. So just stay tuned throughout the week, and we'll keep you updated on WCHL of what to be on the lookout for.
Absolutely. Walter, Hartford, thank you, gentlemen. And thank you for listening to us here tonight on WCHL and Chapelboro.com. The final score, Orange beats Northern for the first time since 1968. The final score, 42-15. The Panthers beat the Knights. Good night from Almond Stadium.